Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we're going to learn about the power of listening. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. I feel the vibrations. I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you ask some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful, but don't take it from me. That's what you have to say, and we so appreciate it. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is truly filled with rich insight on various subjects to help you to be more equipped and empowered on your journey. Last week, we looked at a real success, and we specifically looked at the area of attitude. If you missed it, you definitely want to go back. Well, allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes or so into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open the program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. We love the interaction. It lends to a more vibrant environment, which I absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy, don't be scared to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, but before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, that you take a quick moment. Invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those cute, handsome, beautiful little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a fax, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. You get the point, bottom line. We ask that you do what you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series, today's topic is the power to hear. The power to hear. Listen. Listen. Being transparent with you, our global listening audience, I really struggled with what's the right topic, or what was the right topic, more accurately, for today's broadcast. And I really struggled due to, you know, my desire is that I would bring content that is relevant, that it is insightful and empowering. I don't want to just be sharing information that doesn't connect with our global listening audience and not be sensitive to the climate and the time that we may be in. And with the current climate, again, I really struggled. And I struggled because currently we are dealing with and coming on the heels of a very contentious, can somebody say contentious, election season? And so it caused me to pause, and the subject that I want to dive into with you today really touched my heart, and it touched a chord with me on a deeper level. And it touched a chord because I wanted to share what I am sharing another group. I'm currently teaching a leadership class on the 7 habits of highly effective people. And in our last session, we spoke about seek first to understand, then to be understood. Seek first to understand, then to be understood, based on the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. You know, I got introduced to The 7 Habits, oh my gosh, I can't even recall what year it was. I believe possibly it was in the 90s. And at the time, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People was the base foundation for the youth leadership curriculum known as Boss the Movement in our phase 2. And so I taught by Alan Hattie Hollingsworth. And so I taught the phase 2. I actually taught several sessions. And I really, when I got introduced to the 7 habits, it really was impactful and life-changing. And this habit that I am sharing with you today is one that I have fought to really master this habit. Now, I'm not saying that they're all not rich and good, because they are, or I wouldn't be teaching a leadership class currently through my Champion Leadership Academy with my church. And so, thinking about the climate of where we are currently, and the subject that would be the right subject with the latest news and the developments of our president-elect being named after, again, a truly contentious election season. And this divide that our nation is in, it's very disturbing, actually. You know, I think about what will the holidays look like at many of our homes around the globe, here in the nation? What will it look like with such a divide? Sitting down at the Thanksgiving table, ready to carve that turkey and to have those potatoes and Brussels sprouts and mac and cheese and whatever you may have, cranberry sauce, whatever that may look like for you and your family. To sit down with Aunt May and Uncle Bubba, Auntie Joan, and you're sitting there and you're on opposite sides. And the conversation of the president-elect in this, you know, again, contentious. Did I say contentious? Okay, let me not overemphasize that. The contentious election season that we're coming through. Sitting at the table, and you're there because it's Thanksgiving, and your heart should be the heart of gratitude, but conflict arises because there's such a divide in your family, but there's such a divide because of each individual's political position. And so I really wanted to, again, my goal is always to bring content that's relevant, but yet it's inspiring and empowering. And so I really felt that this particular subject on seek first to understand, then to be understood, was truly relevant with the time that we're in. You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that we have one mouth, and two ears. We have one cute little mouth and two ears. That tells me the way that we were designed and created is that we should be listening more. And the reality is, we never learn anything when we are talking. We don't learn anything when we're talking. But when we pause and take the time to listen and to really hear, we gain greater insight. And so, you know, I have a question for you that I want to bring to our virtual boardroom. What would happen if you, if I, if we listened more than we speak? What would happen if we would listen more than what we speak? If we listen from that place of seeking to understand, then speaking to get our point out to be understood. That's why there's such a divide, I believe, a part of why there is such a divide today, because you have this tension of understand me, understand me, understand me, get my point across. But we're not taking the time to seek to understand. And as leaders, as visionaries, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, it is so important that we grow in this habit of to understand, then to be understood. And leadership is a topic that I absolutely love. And it's always a joy for me to bring a greater richness that would support those that are listening in and those that my influence touches. I'm always looking to grow in leadership in any way possible. I'm a lifetime learner and fighting to grow in various areas, but leadership and personal development, that's my heart. And so I want you to know that this topic here today that we're talking about, I'm challenged in it all the time because human nature is we want to be understood. And it's far more work. Yes, it is. It's far more work to seek to understand the position of someone other than ourselves, to take the time to really hear and listen. And we're going to talk about some key elements around that. But I want to share with you this story, and I want to paint a scene that really helps us to see what we're talking about. Because we draw conclusions based on having limited data and information. But when we can take the time to really listen and to truly hear and get into the mindset of the other individual, get into their frame of mind and their experiences and really get a sense of where they are coming from, then we gain greater insight. And again, as I stated, this is so valuable as a leader. And so I want you to know that if you have not already grabbed your pens and notepads and tablets and all of that, you better get it. Get your refreshing drink, whatever that may be for you, because we are going to sit and learn together. Yes, we are. And we're going to grow to another level. And my hope is that your paradigm may actually be shifted, and that when you close out this hour of empowerment that we are sharing today together, that you will be more equipped to deal with the individuals around you, even when you're on opposite sides and have opposing points of view, that you will come from a different position as a leader, because you are seeking first to understand, then to be understood. And so I paint this scene of a train or subway setting back east in New York. Let's go with New York. I've been to New York a few years ago, and I remember riding a subway. Woo! I can say I did it, but I don't need to necessarily do it again. But woo-hoo, I did it. But I want you to get the thing that this is a train, a subway setting. Not much is going on from stop to stop. The train pulls into the next stop. Others get on, some get off. Not a lot going on. Most people are sitting in their little zone. They're reading their newspaper, looking at a book, looking at their phone. Some have headphones on. They may be listening to music, podcasts, whatever that may be. But there's not a lot of activity going on. Get the scene. There's not a lot of movement. There's not a lot of activity. Get to the next stop. A few people get on. A few people get off. Move to the next stop. Suddenly, a man gets on with his two children. And again, remember, there's not a lot of activity going on in the environment. It's really a mono environment. There's not a lot of activity. There's not a lot of vibrancy. This man gets on with his two kids. He gets on and he appears to be in a glazed over like state. He sits down and his kids are running through the train. Suddenly, their presence is known. They've completely shifted the dynamics and the atmosphere. It's clear that they are there. The man sitting next to the man that came on with the two kids, he nudges this gentleman. And the gentleman kind of comes out of this hazed over state, and he looks at the man and he says, "Yes, sir." And the man sitting next to him says, "Sir, do you know that your kids are running through the train?" I'm sure if we were in his mind or if there was a bubble, he would be thinking, "Why don't you have control of your kids? What's going on?" But that brings the man to this state of consciousness. And he's now aware of the environment that he's in. He tells the man sitting next to him, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We just left the hospital. I'm processing. They just lost their mom, and I just lost my wife of 30 years. And suddenly the man sitting next to him, who initially passed a judgment based on limited information, he now has empathy for this man. The man, of course, then he calms them down. But because of the insight that he gained in that moment, he's now empathetic to the man sitting next to him, understanding from a deeper level that this man just lost his wife, and he has two kids, and they just lost their mom. But because there was this process of seeking to understand, then to be understood, he gained greater insight because he took the time to listen and to hear. His motives may not have been the right motives initially, but in taking the time, he gained greater insight. And so I want us to dive into this subject at a deeper level. And I really want to give you some key nuggets around this process, this habit of seek first to understand, then to be understood, based on the book by Dr. Stephen Covey, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I want you to know that there is this autobiographical listening process that each and every one of us go through. And because of this autobiographical listening process, each and every one of us, we process and tend to respond in one of the four ways in which I'm going to share with you. And I want you to really listen in and lean in as you're sipping your refreshing drink, coffee, tea, water, whatever it may be. I want you to lean in and really get a sense of where are you? How do you normally respond? When you're listening, where do you tend to lean in these four areas? How do you tend to respond when you're dealing with life situations? And so the first is we evaluate. We evaluate. And in our evaluating process, we either agree or disagree. We evaluate, we agree or disagree. Yeah, I can see that point. No, I don't agree with that. The challenge is that in people's disagreement, they don't agree to disagree. There comes this conflict around the fact that we have different points of view. So, are you an evaluator? Do you evaluate? Is that how you respond? Two is we probe. Are you a prober? The prober will ask questions from their own frame of reference. And so in essence, they become a little, challenging because they don't quite understand your point of view. So they start to ask you question after question after question because they're processing from their rose-colored glasses. And so they're processing and they're probing because they're trying to get you to fit within their frame of reference, their frame of experience, their frame of rose-colored glasses. Are you a prober? And this is so important to identify, where do you fall as a leader? Because in whatever capacity you're operating in, you're leading someone. You're influencing someone. Simply put, leadership is merely influence. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your husband, your spouse, your wife, whatever that may be. Maybe you work in an environment where you have one person that reports to you. Maybe you serve in your church. Maybe you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, whatever that may look like. Maybe you are an apostle over others, a pastor over a congregation, over an organization, business owner. We are all influencers. At some level, we're all influencers, and we're walking in leadership. Identified or not, implied or not, we are all leaders. And I hope that you're really processing with me. I hope that you're really digging in, leaning in. Because in whatever your area of influence, this is key for you. Despite the climate, it's key for you. How will you respond at Thanksgiving dinner? To those that have opposing views, are you coming from a position of evaluating? Are you coming from a position of probing? We said that there were four. Those are the two. We're going to look at two more. Are you recognizing how you respond, how you process? The other is we advise. We give counsel based on our own experiences, based on our point of view. So have you ever had a situation where you go to someone and they have limited experience in that area, and it's evident based on the insight that they give you, the counsel that they give you, because they're basing it based on their limited point of view, whatever that may be. You know, one of the things that I so appreciate about my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, whenever I go to them for counsel, they always give me a different point of view. I come in with my limited point of view. I think I already know the answer. I already know it because of my limited point of view and experience. But when you go to someone who has greater wisdom, greater insight, they can help you to see things from a different point of view. Because the reality is we all advise based on our own experiences, which oftentimes is limited. If you haven't been around the world, you can only tell me your corner of the earth, your little sector. But if you've traveled and you've seen more, now your point of view has been expanded. You have a broader point of view that you can pull from, that you can draw from. But if you haven't traveled, you haven't been anywhere, you've lived, it's so funny, I was just speaking to someone, I'm kind of getting off subject, but it connects. So I was speaking to someone that I went to high school with, and we were laughing because she was like, I can't believe these people are still living in Hawthorne, where we grew up, where we went to school. She's like, I can't even imagine that. And that shows a limited point of view. They grew up in Hawthorne. They went to school in Hawthorne, which is in the South Bay here in California. And they got married, started their family. And guess what? They're still in Hawthorne. Their point of view is limited based on their experiences. When I was in real estate many years ago, I worked for an agency, Remax Beach Cities, and one of the beach cities that I supported was in El Segundo. I mean, this gentleman, he was a top producer. A top producer, though, exclusively in the city of El Segundo. He would not leave the city of El Segundo. He grew up in El Segundo. He did real estate in El Segundo. Everything was in the city of El Segundo. What's so funny is that he had an opportunity to go to see the Lakers at the Staples Center. This was many years ago, right? And it was like a big deal. Oh, my God, you're going downtown to the Staples Center. Whoa, man. All the way from El Segundo. No, really. It was a big deal. And so, again, we advise. We probe, we evaluate all of that based on our limited experiences, our limited point of view. And so how do you respond? And that's why this principle of seek first to understand, then to be understood, is so key. Many of us, we don't take the time to seek first to understand, because as the person is speaking, and many of you are doing it to me right now, you're hearing me, but you're like, I already know an answer to that. And so you're ready, if you could talk to me right now, you're ready to jump in. You got the answer. So we're not present in the conversations because we feel like we already got the answer. So we're jumping in before the person can even finish their thought, before we get full data to really understand the position that they're coming from. We already come in with the answer. Oh, I know what's going to solve this problem. The other is we interpret. Yep, we sure do. We try to figure the people out, to explain their motives, their behavior, based on, guess what? Our own motives and behavior. Many of us find it difficult to trust others because we have trust issues, and so we transfer that to them, again, based on our point of view, because the reality is how we view things is how we do things. That's how we kind of navigate through. You know, I remember getting introduced to Waze. It's an app, and Waze, you know, those that talk about Waze, if you're not familiar with it, it's a directional app. And the thing about it is, it's like you got to really go trusting. It's a journey of trust with Waze, because you may know generally where you're going, but Waze will take you because it's trying to detour you around traffic and all that. And you're like, where is this app taking me? It's taking you off the freeway, two exits to get back. Just all of this crazy stuff, because it's trying to get you there in the best time, but it re-navigates you. And so it's this journey of faith. Many of us, we need to be re-navigated. We need to allow, and this re-navigation is allowing ourselves to have a paradigm shift, to see things from a different point of view. Like what I shared with my mentors, I get a different point of view because of the wisdom, seeing things in a different way. Many of us, though, we want to hold on to our point of view. My way or the highway is the right way. And so we're not even open. We don't even want to seek to understand, because we feel like instantly I'm right. And it's about being right. But again, I want to challenge you. Listen. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Take the time to listen. I want you to also be aware, and this is so important. Think about this. Would you go to an attorney? You have a big case before you. Your life is hanging in the balance. You have this attorney, and the attorney never does a discovery process to prepare for your case. And so they go to court cold. They're not ready to argue your case because they haven't done or taken the time to do any discovery. And your life is on the line. How they argue your case will determine if you will be set free or have to serve time. And they never take the time to go through the process of discovery and to prepare. How would you feel about that? Well, let's think about this. You go to see your doctor because of whatever may be ailing you in the natural. And the doctor diagnoses you without doing any tests. You cough. He says, okay, you got COVID. Does no other test, nothing. Based on limited data and information, how many of us do that in life? We argue a case, we don't have the information. We diagnose based on limited data. Imagine how that would be for you if you went to the doctor's office How about you go to the optometrist and you tell him, doctor, you know, I'm struggling with my eyesight. And he says, oh, okay. He takes his glasses off of his face. He gives them to you. He never does any tests. So now you're looking through things with glasses that were not prescribed for you. And that's the same that we, many of us, do because of limited information. See, to understand precedes action. I must take the time to understand first. The attorney to plead the case must take the time to go on the journey of discovery to prepare for the case. Interview the witnesses. Dig in. Get the information so that they can properly argue the case. The doctors can't diagnose without running tests. Getting enough information so to understand precedes action. I can't give you a prescription if I don't have the fullness of the information to draw a conclusion for the diagnosis. To understand precedes judgment. Remember the train setting? Everybody made a judgment. This man has no control of his kids. Limited information. Didn't know until the question was raised, or he was brought to this state of consciousness and aware of what was going on, that he had just lost his wife and the kids had just lost their mom. The judgment was made. He has no control over his kids. How many times do we pass judgment in life because we don't care enough to take the time to seek to understand because we're so busy wanting to be understood? You know, the reality is, in order to influence, I can't influence others before or be influenced before I am attempting to influence. And remember, we said leadership, and we're all called to be leaders. Leadership is about influence. Now, the reality is we can look at the world around us and we can see good leadership and not so good leadership and pass judgment. The question is, what type of leader will you be? Will you be the leader that seeks first to understand, then to be understood? Will you take the time to understand others? Will you take the time to listen, and to listen from a stage of progression, a stage of continuum? Because the reality is, when I listen and I'm able to get within the frame of someone else's reference, I'm coming from a place of empathetic listening. But there's many stages, many steps before I get there that are truly self-centered, self-focused, because it's within my own frame of reference. Many of us, the reality is, we don't want to hear what other people have to say. So guess what we do? We ignore them. Mm-hmm, we sure do. Are you ignoring the people around you because they don't matter enough and you don't care to hear what they have to say? So you just ignore them. They're not worth your time and energy, so you ignore them. They have something to say, but you tune out. Ignore. You hit the ignore button. Others of us, we pretend that we're listening, and in essence, we're really not. We have a great facade. I can give you the impression like I'm listening. Like many of you, you're tuned in now. You have the impression of, I'm listening because I'm tuned in, but you've checked out. If I asked you a question that could sit before you and say, what are you taking away? I don't know, but it was good. Because you are and have been pretending to listen. And then you become patronizing. Like, I was like, yeah, I got what you said. Oh, I got it. Pretending. Many of us are great pretenders in our lives. You go to a restaurant pre-COVID. Now you can do 25% in-house or patio setting, social distancing. You go in, and many are sitting at the dinner table, the restaurant table, all of them are on their phones, and they're pretending to be present with you, but yet they're distracted. Many are selective listening. So we have that flat out, I'm ignoring you. Remember, we're going up the stages to the area in which we should be, and I'm going to open it up shortly to get your thoughts and feedback. Would love to hear, are you getting value from what we're sharing on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You? I want to hear from you in just a moment, but let me give you these few other areas of the listening continuum so that you can be well-equipped, and we'll dig into them as well as time permits. And so ignoring, pretend listening, selective in listening, you're zoning in and zoning out. You're just hearing bits and pieces. It tickles your ears and you hear it, and that's what you gravitate to. Selective. Some, you're getting close to being to that empathic listening. Because empathic listening means I am in a position that maybe my paradigm may be shifted. I'm able to maybe have empathy towards someone else, like the gentleman sitting on the train, because I'm taking the time to get into his frame of reference. I'm seeing things from his glasses, his point of view, her point of view. But attentive listening is still somewhat self-centered. Our motives are, it's still about my frame of reference, still within my own frame of reference. But I'm better than ignoring, absolutely, because I'm now actively present with you. I'm listening to what you're saying. I desire to hear what you're saying. I'm attentive in the moment. I'm not ignoring you. I'm not pretending to listen. I'm not selective of listening. I'm more present there. But empathic listening is so key. And empathic listening is key because, and I love what Dr. Stephen Covey says about empathic listening. Empathic listening gets inside another person's frame of reference. You look out through it, see the world as they see the world. Understanding their paradigm and understand how they feel. Again, our train setting with the man getting on with his two kids in that gazed over state and the other man tapping him and having the interaction with him. He was getting into standing his position in that very moment. You see, empathic listening, which should be the goal for each and every one of us, empathic listeners, they listen with the intent to hear. Seek first to understand. I want to hear. I want to understand your point of view. Empathic is from empathy. You're getting inside another person's frame of reference, as we just quoted Dr. Stephen Covey on that. Empathic listening is powerful. Why is it powerful? Because it gives accurate data to work with. Now that I understand you just lost your wife and they just lost their mom, I can approach you from a different point of view. Now it's powerful. The leadership that you are over, those individuals that you are over, when you take the time, there's always a backdrop. There's always a back scene that we miss because we don't take the time to listen and hear from another person's point of view. Empathic listening is deeply therapeutic, says Dr. Stephen Covey, and it's healing. It gives a person psychological air. Do you know how wonderful it is to know that someone has heard you? I know for me, it feels great. Not that I'm just speaking and no one is hearing, but that they really heard me. Why? Because that says you matter. You matter. I think about the final episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show when she said, "Do you hear me? Do I matter?" In those closing remarks. People want to know. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care about them. And when we come from this place of empathic listening, we're saying you matter. You know, one of the things that I can appreciate about the right type of leader, they can be in the midst of a crowded room, but they connect with you and it makes it you feel like you are the only person that matters in that very moment. Now that is powerful. Woo! It's amazing how quickly time flies, and I so want to hear from you, our global listening audience, on this topic that I struggle with. What was the right topic today? I would love to know, what are you taking away? What have you taken away from what we have shared on today? And so this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. This is a safe space, and we encourage you, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. In this climate, during this sensitive time, did you get anything from what we're talking about today? Again, it's a safe space. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, let's just take a bird's eye view of what we've discussed on this very subject that I must say I have to consciously stay aware to grow in, not wanting to just get my point of view out and to step back and pause and seek first to understand. What is your point of view? Where are you coming from? Not that I just want you to understand me. The breakdown in most relationships is because of poor or lack of communication. And I would say a lot of that is because many people, they don't feel like they are heard. You hear about relationships. They've been together 20 years and suddenly they're getting a divorce. And one says, I had no idea there was an issue. And the other is saying, there's been an issue for a long time. Because they were not feeling like they were being heard. Now more than ever, take the time, care enough about others to let them know that they are heard. We can have our differences, but we can agree to disagree. That's the beautiful thing. We will not agree on everything, but we can agree to disagree. But I can take the time because you matter and because I care about you. I can take the time to want to understand your point of view, the framework of your experiences, your paradigm. Where are you coming from? And as I said, I'm constantly growing in this area. You know, it's so interesting. I had a conversation in a coaching session today with one of my clients, and this was a breakthrough of understanding. And when I took the time to understand, it really gave me some great insight to be able to coach them and to give them wise counsel from a different point of view versus just drawing and making judgments with limited information. Because, again, I want you to be reminded that in what we're speaking about, we talked about the different ways in which we listen. And so I'm often challenging myself, Shania Marie, Coach Adams, are you listening from the highest level? Are you listening from that empathic listening process? Are you really taking the time to get within the other person's frame of reference? Or are you just trying to prove your point and make your point and get heard? Speak first to understand, then to be understood. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. In the workplace, you may be dealing with conflict with a fellow coworker. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. In your relationship, you may be dealing with a conflict. I challenge you, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Whatever the situation may be, you're struggling because you're at odds with one another, I challenge you to seek first to understand, then to be understood. It's not about just being right. People want to know that they are heard. I know I often have this frustration when I feel like, you're not hearing me. Don't you feel that as well? When you feel like, I'm trying to share, I'm trying to be parent, I'm trying to be open, but you're not even listening to me. You're so self-consumed. That's what happens when we come from that place of wanting to be understood. We are fully self-consumed. It is completely and totally all about us. And so I want to let you know and remind you that there is power to hear. And listen, take the time to listen and to hear the other person. Again, our lines are open. We would love to hear from you. What are you taking away? Did you get any value from today's topic and the subject at hand and what we're discussing on the habit of seeking first to understand, then to be understood, and this power of hearing others and taking the time to listen? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, this is a safe space. Don't be shy. I want you to know that I am here for you, to support you on your journey to win. I want to take this opportunity to share with you some of the tools and resources that Coach Adams has available for you. Because despite what's going on in the world around us, I encourage you, don't lose focus on your goals and your dreams. Don't lose focus. And so I have to ask you this question, and I hope you're hearing me, really hearing me and hearing my heart for you. What are you willing to do differently to get different results and to achieve your dreams? What are you willing to do differently? Because if you keep doing the same things over and over and over again and you're expecting different results, guess what? That's insanity. That's what it's been defined as. And so you're in a place of insanity. It's time to break the insanity. You know, we're in the final quarter of this year, 2020. It's not too late. You still have time to position yourself so that you can be in alignment with where you want to be despite what the year has been. Going into your new year in position and ready. And so I want you to know that having the right support and the right people around you, we spoke about that a number of weeks ago. It's so important. It's so key. And now is truly the perfect time to join into a winning partnership. And that, of course, from my point of view, is a coaching partnership. And I want to support you in overcoming whatever the hurdles are, the situations, the challenges that are preventing you from achieving your dreams. I want to be on your dream team, and I want to support you. Yes, I do. I want to support you. And a way that I can do that is one-on-one coaching, which truly makes the difference. I have private mastermind roundtables on various subjects that support you on your journey. Lots of tools and resources due to my full circle of empowerment that's available for you. So give our team a call, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, if you want to learn and hear more. We can continue this conversation through our social media platform of Facebook and our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. And I want you to know that it's an open group. And if you're not already a member of the group, just simply ask to join. And you are welcome. It's a great place to continue the conversation, ask a question, make a comment. Maybe you have a show topic that you would like to see covered. Motivational Mondays is all about you being empowered. So we would love to hear that from you. Or you may have a guest idea. We would love to hear that as well. So, again, it's an open group. I want to give you a quick summary before we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays. It's amazing how quickly time flies. And did I say I love Mondays? I say that and I mean it so genuinely. Why? Because I love what I do. And I love Mondays. I have the opportunity to come to the airwaves and bring you motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. with the hope that the content that's shared gives you added tools to your toolbox that support you on winning personally and professionally. So what we talked about today for me was so rich, and I hope that you got a richness as well. We spoke about, we pulled pages from The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. And again, I'm teaching a class on that. We opened with this importance of understanding that there are autobiographical listening. We have the autobiographical listening in four different components. The first is we evaluate. The second is we probe. The other is we advise. And the third is we interpret. But the goal is that we would grow to the level of empathetic listening. But before we get there, we have to understand that the lower levels are all about me, me, I, because it's based on my framework and my frame of reference. And the goal is that I would be that person, that individual, that within my sphere of influence, that I'm now starting to dig in to understand from someone else's point of view, because that gives me greater insight on their paradigms that they are dealing with, and a part of this empathetic situation with the intent to really hear you, to let you know that you matter, what you have to say is important, and so I come with this mindset of I want to hear. It's a mindset from a place of empathy. It's not sympathy, but rather it is empathy, that I'm looking to get inside your frame of reference so I can understand your point of view. And I find power in this position because I'm now able to draw a conclusion. I'm able to work through the situation based on having accurate data and not a limited point of view. In addition, I'm able to myself be free, and you are free as well. So that is our topic for today. Of course, next week we're going to continue in our Shape Up series, and we trust that you will join us. Again, if you would like more information around the tools that are available for you, we invite you to give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you may email us at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, so that you can learn more information about the resources and the tools that are available through our Full Circle of Empowerment. Well, I tell you, time truly flies by. This is Coach Adams, and as I prepare to sign off for now, I want you to know that your dreams really matter. Your dreams really matter. And you deserve to birth your dreams. You deserve to bring forth what you have been created for. Because in you, in your DNA, coded in your very DNA, is greatness of purpose. And I want to challenge you to stop moving from event to event in life and to start tapping into that higher call of purpose. Because when you connect with that higher call of purpose, it opens up a different level, a different realm, a different world for you, because you're tapping into the very reason why you were created. You know, it's so important to be that round peg fitting perfectly in the hole that you were designed for, that round hole, versus a square peg trying to fit and squeeze into a round hole. There's going to constantly be friction because you were not designed for that very place. And that doesn't have to be your story. Support is available through my Full Circle of Empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success and to win. Be in touch. Tuning in every week is a way and a form of getting your weekly dose of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. We're here for you every week, and I look forward to hearing from you offline on how we can further support you. I leave you with this through my little jingle that I love so much. This is Coach Adams signing off for now until we reconnect on next You Win. Thank you so much for tuning in.